Welcome back, good sir.
Thank you.
You flew out to North Carolina. You just got back from the Mr. Beast shoot.
Oh my
gosh.
You
gotta tell me about it, bro.
It was, I'll start from the beginning because I don't think I've ever been as exhausted from a trip.
I can't imagine. The production and everything, his videos are crazy, of course.
I thought it was gonna be crazy, but I didn't know it was gonna be that crazy.
Really?
I've never been more exhausted. And even if, like, when we went to Japan, across the world,
yeah,
I'm more exhausted than I was for that.
From,
and we're there for like a week.
Wait, so the whole, not including the traveling, just the shooting time exhausted you?
Yes, and then even the day before that.
Really?
And we didn't even do much. What? But also, I wasn't sleeping much. And so all that.
Sure.
But, so.
What's the tea?
So, first of all, Jimmy, thank you. That was crazy. I loved it. It was mm-hmm. crazy. We're going to get to a bunch of stuff, especially mm-hmm. his mindset. He's a machine. I think he's a cyborg.
It feels like
he's
a cyborg.
He's either a cyborg or an android or a freaking Kryptonian or a Saiyan. I don't mm-hmm. know. One of those.
Mm-hmm.
But he called me and he's like, yo, I'm trying to do a 50 OG YouTubers Legends video.
Yeah.
And he's like, here's the people I got. He's like, let's go over it. He read the whole list to me, and he was like, who else can you think of? I gave him a bunch of options, and then we're like, yeah, let's do it. So we were supposed to go, mm-hmm. and then you couldn't make it.
I couldn't. I have a baby.
Dad comes first. Dad comes first.
So knowing him, he'll make another one. No problemo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So... yeah, we went over there, and I ended up doing a red eye, because if I didn't do a red eye, it was like a 12-hour flight, which yeah. is crazy, because it's mm-hmm. only like a 5-hour flight direct.
Sure.
So we did a red eye. We got there.
From LA to RDU, Raleigh?
Yes.
Okay.
And then it's an hour and a half flight from or drive from there, but everybody flies in RDU because it's like the closest airport.
Yeah, I love that airport.
And then they put us in, we land, they put us in a shuttle.
A shuttle?
Yeah, like to go. Or like a SUV.
Okay.
And it was me, Leo, and then Preston Plays and his wife.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I never met Preston. I didn't know Preston, but sure. we clicked immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We call each other the Bojang Gang.
No way.
Because I convinced everybody. I was like, we got to go to Bojangles, please. And they're like, oh, okay. And then yeah. everyone's like, oh, it's so good.
Oh.
So then we did that. I slept on the plane 20 minutes. Then I slept in the car ride for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we finally got there.
Oh, wait. That's my daughter. She's screaming. I don't know if you hear her in the background. You hear her? She's so cute.
She's like, da-da.
That's why I couldn't go.
That's a good reason. That's
yeah,
a good reason.
That's a great reason.
But so then we went, and then they were like, all right, we need you on set for photographs and wardrobe in like an hour. So then I went to the hotel and passed out for an hour. So at this point, still less than 2 hours of sleep.
Sure.
So then we went to... we went to set, we did photographs, this is the outfit they gave us, and they printed our names on it, they hemmed the bottom because they were too long, and then they give us these shoes.
Oh, no way.
$300 shoes. Everybody,
$300
all 50 people
shoes.
Got $300 shoes, yeah.
What kind of shoes are these?
I don't know, but there's no brand on it, I guess. It's probably on the lip.
APL, yeah. Run everything. Dang.
I know. And like, they must have a ton, because when we got there, they're like, hey, what's your shoe size? And they mm-hmm. just went to go get one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, whoa, they must have like a million of these shoes in the
back. I know.
So that's cool. And then Jimmy came out and he was like, yo, haven't seen you in a while. I was like, yeah, man. He was mm-hmm. like, you're looking lean. I was like, you too. And we're just like hanging out. And then Casey Neistat was there. Philip DeFranco was there.
Nice. Did you fangirl over anyone?
No, because it was kind of like everybody was saying this too. It was like early days of VidCon.
Oh.
Everybody knew everybody.
No way.
And we're like, no way, whoa,
yeah,
what are
yeah.
you up to? What are you up to?
Uh-huh.
It was cool. And then Ricegum showed up.
What?
I was like, oh my guy, I haven't seen him forever. He just dropped off the face of Earth when he became a dad too.
Yeah.
And then Rug was there, Dude Perfect was there. These are people I talk to
yeah,
mostly.
Yeah.
Philip DeFranco, Marquez, was it Brown or Brownlee?
Brownlee.
Oh yeah.
MKBHD.
He was really cool. He's tall.
Yeah.
And then who else? Prank versus Prank, Epic Mealtime, Epic Rap Battles.
What?
Fred.
Epic Mealtime.
Yeah.
What?
Fred.
That was OG.
Uh-huh. And
Ryan
then,
Egan?
No, Ryan
no
didn't
Ryan?
Show up. Smosh didn't
Smosh?
Show up. PewDiePie didn't show up. But, yeah, it was just really cool.
Happy Slip? Not Happy Slip. What's the...
No.
Lonely Girl?
No.
I'm going
that
deep.
That would have been crazy.
Deep cuts, bro.
Well, he did OG, but then he also did, like, from, like, 2006 to, like... 2016.
Okay.
And I was like,
that's
oh,
my era.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah, yeah. He was like, it was crazy. So then we all had to line up. They blindfolded us. It took us to set. The video's already out. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. That's why we're posting this. But let me take this off. So then the first day after the photos and the wardrobe and stuff, Jimmy was like, he went to like the person running it and he was like, hey, can I take my friends to go see the set of Beast Games season 3?
Oh,
so
season 3 already?
Yeah, so he already did the other two, but then he tore them down because it was like Toronto or something. So he's like, I'm gonna just build it here. And it was crazy. And he drove, he was like, okay, let's just hop in my car. It was me, Marquez, Casey Neistat, Philip DeFranco, and then this other guy named Kit that gets like 20 billion views a month on Instagram impressions. I'm like, dang.
What?
Yeah, so all these guys. And we went, and then he showed us all this stuff, and I was like, this is crazy. And then we saw, he has like so many videos going on. He showed us and told us about like 4 or 5, and I bet he has other ones
going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. You have to.
Yeah, so then.
First of all, how is he, is a cyborg. How do you do that?
I don't know.
And it's like insane, like, production too, right?
Yeah, and you can tell he is so passionate about what he does. Like,
that's great.
Like, all these projects going on, and we went to go visit each one. And I can't, like, probably can't talk about them because they're not out yet or announced yet. But, like, he has the same level of enthusiasm for each one. He's like, guys, check this out. Check this out. Check this out.
Man.
And we're like, dang, he loves his job.
That's what you need, bro.
Yeah. So then we hang out, whatever. Everybody's, like, hanging out, doing whatever. And then people are popping in, like, landing later. So whatever. Then we go back to the hotel, go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Get up early in the morning, like, 7 a.m. Got to be on set at 8.
Yeah.
Dang, there's a lot of flies in here.
I know. Okay, hold on. I have a question for you. Okay. So he has one big, location.
I don't know if Jimmy's watching.
What's
this.
Your first
I might
impression
be wrong.
Though? Like, you went to? Is it like a warehouse?
It's like 100 acres, multiple warehouses, multiple sets.
Oh,
and then the Beast Cams is on a separate 100 acres. I believe.
I mean, anything in Greenville, you could buy a lot of things, right?
And this is where we compete. 50 YouTube OG legends.
There are actually 50?
Yep.
He got 50?
$1 million to give to your fans.
Oh, you're a millionaire.
One person was
going
to win.
We got to wait. We got to wait till the end of the video.
Gotta wait.
Okay, go ahead.
We get there. They have breakfast for us. We're all hanging out. And then they're like, all right, everybody, suit up. Everybody blindfolds. Get in a single file line. There's
scary.
5 different lines. And just follow the person in front of you.
Okay.
And then we put our hands, and then we walked pretty far.
Yeah.
Like, to get to the set. And then we got in there. And then when they took it off, we're in a box.
Oh.
And there's a red line. Don't cross that thing.
Of course.
It is so much more intimidating in real life than you see in his videos. You're
Why?
Like, oh, I hate that line. Because you can't even joke around. Like, you can't touch it. You can't step over it. Or you're out. You're really out.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're just trapped in the box.
And we're trapped in a box. Yep.
And then there has to be something that makes people go out of the box, right?
So then he had different challenges, OG nostalgic challenges.
Oh.
And first one, I could just talk about it, right? Because
the video's already out. I don't know anything about it.
And
so
what's our podcast going to do to hurt the views of Mr. Beast?
Yeah, I mean, just like 5 views.
So
500 views.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
I said 500.
5,000.
Yeah, 5,000. Yeah.
So the first one.
Cinnamon challenge.
Nope,
no.
That's demonetizable.
Oh, it is. Same with Chubby Bunny, huh?
Yep.
Mentos and Coke?
No, but that's a good guess. The first one was, is it cake?
Oh, that's not razor OG.
Yeah.
But
and they were like, okay, in front of us could be 5 Lamborghinis. One of them is made of cake.
No way.
There's 5 rows of line. 10 people can fit in each one. There's 10 dots. So he was like, okay, I'm going to reveal it. I'm going to show you the Lamborghinis in 3, 2, 1. The curtains drop. But everybody's packed up near there. And I'm already on a dot. I'm already all the way in the back because I have like 20/10 vision.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I can see better than them. And I've seen every episode of Is It Cake?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to, because once you get all the dots, only one person can fit.
Yeah.
So if you don't get in one, then you're stuck where you are.
Oh.
So curtains drop.
Yep.
Immediately, I know which one's cake.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, and I knew because like it's always the glass. It's always the glass. Every episode
what
I've seen.
It's always the glass.
Every episode I've seen of Is It Cake? It's always the glass is the hardest part to replicate. So as soon as I saw the glass, I knew which one was cake. And I stayed where I was. I was like, oh, I'm good in this one.
Yeah.
So I stayed there. Everybody ran. And then everybody got it, that got in line four was a cake. And I was like, after everybody got where they were going to be, I was like, yo, just so you know, number four is cake. And they were like, what? And I was like, you got to get out of that somehow, but there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
But it was crazy because they were desperate to get out.
Yeah.
So somebody would wander off their dot a little bit and they would come and run in and take their spot and then they can't do anything.
Causing drama. Okay,
it
screen time.
And
I
then
got
people
you.
Were being sneaky. They were just like, walking around like it isn't a big deal. And then they would hover around somebody that's not paying attention and they would jump in and take their spot. I was like, yo, I would be pretty sad.
Yeah.
And so then Fousey was in my line and he was like, dude, how do you know? I was like, trust me, man. I got really good vision. I'm telling you, it's in the glass. Look at the glass. And then everybody in four started realizing. They're like, oh, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yo, how much you trying to pay me to switch?
Yeah.
Someone offered me $1,000. Someone offered me $5,000. And I was like, So then I don't know what's actually going to make it in the video.
Sure.
But yeah, then they said, all right, is it? And then all the hydraulic presses, because there's a hydraulic press, like back then, is it cake and a hydraulic press? So they all started going down, and then number four got crushed.
So all four Lamborghinis got crushed?
No.
Oh.
But they all went down looking like they're all going to get crushed. And they were all going like different speeds. So it's like, oh, which one, which one?
Oh, that's
and
slick.
Four was done, and everybody's like, oh, so all 10 people in four had to leave. They're done. First round.
That sucks.
You know?
Do you remember who they were? I guess we'll see in the video,
it's
my personal line.
It was one of the Dude Perfect guys, Carly from Epic Mealtime, I think Epic Rap Battles. And yeah, so then this is stuff you don't see in the video, is we wait around in that box for like an hour, 2 hours till they set up the next one.
Oh.
So he's like, okay, for the four teams left in the lines you are in, that is your new team. So we're like, oh, okay, so you don't get to pick your team.
Yeah.
So it's like 10. And then we're waiting around and we're talking, like I'm like catching up with Casey and stuff. And then I was talking to this one guy, and this one guy was sitting next to me. I was like, hey, so I was asking everybody this because I couldn't find anybody older than me in the YouTube world.
Yeah.
Channel wise. So I was like, hey, so when did you start doing YouTube? He was like, oh, a long time ago. And I was like, what? And he's like, when did you start? I was like, 2006. He's like, dang. I said, like, what about you? He said, 2005.
Oh.
I was like, whoa, you're the only person I know that. I've asked like 20 people. You're the only person that's longer than me. He's like, well, it makes sense because I created YouTube. And I was like,
oh,
what? I can't remember his last name, but it's I think it was, what was it?
He's the zoo guy? He's the guy who made the zoo
video?
No,
he created YouTube.
Oh.
He made YouTube.
Oh.
Like he
whoa.
Yeah. And then he sold it eventually for a lot. But
dang.
He was there. And I was like, yo, what?
That's cool.
Crazy. I was like, dude, we're all here because of you. This whole production is because of you. And he's like,
wow.
He's like, yeah. That was crazy.
Dang.
So then the second challenge.
Who do you think took my spot? You think he did? He's not a YouTuber, right?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know who took your spot.
Oh, well.
But the next challenge comes in.
Okay.
Water bottle flip.
Oh.
So everybody's on a team, and they filled the water bottles up, so it's not the correct amount. That's easy.
Yeah.
They made it like almost halfway, so it's hard to flip. It's like, it was so difficult. So we're all trying to practice. We had extra water bottles on the side, and we started practicing with them, and then they took them away. They're like, they took them away. So then we're freaking flipping these things, and we're practicing, and then I'm trying to keep everybody organized. I'm like, okay, before we even find out what the challenge is, I'm like, what's everybody's strengths on our team? What's your weaknesses? Who can speak another language? Oh, he's good with cooking. I'm good with like athletic stuff,
yeah.
All this stuff. Collins Keys was on my team. My Life is Ava was on my team. Jimmy Wong, Fousey. There's a lot of people. There's 10.
Uh-huh.
So we put the best people first. They knock it out. It's great.
Yeah.
We're all competing. We all have to run up to this table, flip your bottle, then the next person goes, and it's just a relay race. We go. Everybody's doing okay. I do okay. It takes me like 6 to 10 flips. Finally get it.
Oh, yeah. She's
she's invested.
Baby Guava is just cheering you on.
So then it gets to like our seventh person. There's 10 people, right?
Yeah.
Our seventh person.
Was it Fousey?
My Life is Ava.
Oh.
Oh, Ava.
Don't tell me you lost on this challenge. No. This is like, okay, keep going. Sorry.
She flipped that bottle so many times and it kept landing the exact same way. And sometimes she would miss the table. Sometimes it would go across the table. And she just, it's just the weight was throwing her off. And I don't blame her. it could have been anybody. It could have been a challenge I sucked at, or sure. I could have been trying to flip it and it wasn't working because it's a weird weight. And yeah, she kept flipping, kept flipping, kept flipping, kept flipping, kept flipping, and we lost. Second round.
Freaking way.
Like in the second cut. I was cut in the second round. And the worst part is, this was the only challenge where if you lost, it might not have been your fault because it could be your team's fault.
Yeah.
Every other challenge, it's like, oh, it's your fault.
Yeah.
So that what made it hurt even more.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
I was like, no.
Oh crap. But,
sorry, Eva. No hard feelings. It was a fun experience. It was cool.
Yeah.
But
dang.
You could tell she felt bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not your fault. It could have happened to anybody. Whatever. You can't prepare for a Mr. Beast video. What are you gonna do? But stepping over that red line was like, my brain was like Doctor Strange coming through up with every scenario to not have to step over this line. I was like, please, please announce a non-elimination round, please. And I stepped over the line. I was like, oh, it sucks, man.
Dang.
Stepping over that line sucks. And everybody else, since I had to go to the green room, everybody else that would get eliminated after, they would come and they'd be so depressed, and like Rug and Rice come, they'd be like, dude, I am so mad or frustrated or sad. And I was like, dude, I've been out here for an hour. Trust me, it fades, but yes, I understand. It sucks.
Dang.
It sucks. I'm like, I've never been so sad. Like, imagine every Catan, Monopoly, Mario Kart, whatever game you've ever played, however upset you were after losing that game, times a million. Like, I just was like, yeah, it was sad. So then I got out, and everybody else, like, if you were there till the end, you had to be in there for like 13, 12 hours.
Yeah.
And Mr. Beast was in and out of there too.
Yeah.
And I was only in there for like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I was exhausted just because, like, you don't know if you're excited, if you're nervous, your heart's pounding. Everybody's heart's pounding.
A lot of emotion.
It's
huh?
so much. And it's like I've been on movies. I've been in Tyler Perry movie. I've been in The Duff. We've been in The Duff. I've been in TV shows. I was in iCarly. I was in this. I was in that. I did voice acting. I've done every YouTubers. I've collabed with every YouTubers over the last 20 years. We've been making videos.
Yeah.
And nothing that high of a value.
Yeah.
I was like, this is like a well-oiled machine. It's crazy. And coordinating 50 people. And this is just for one video. And mm-hmm. he does this, probably films like 2 or 3 or 5, 6, 7 videos a week.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that guy's crazy.
It's crazy. He's just so efficient. It's crazy.
Insane. Haven't met him, talked through text, but I'm pretty sure he is. I don't want to say burnt out, because that would burn me out, but I'm sure.
But he just loves what he does.
He does.
It's crazy. And you know, when he called me, at first he texted me to do this thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, it's Jimmy. And I was like, Jimmy who? He's like, Beast. And I was like, how do I know it's you? And he's like, what? And I was like, I get fan text calls all the time.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, I don't know. I used to come to your house to play basketball back in the day. And I was like, where? He's like, downtown.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, just answer. And then, I didn't answer the first time.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, okay, sorry, man. You know how it is. He's like, yeah, I get it. So then I'm chilling. The green room is awesome, though, by the way. It has freaking like race car arcade games.
Wow.
It has beanbag chairs everywhere. It has big screens so you can watch what's going on the set.
Yeah.
It has just refreshments. It has catering comes in for breakfast,
wow.
lunch, dinner. It has the basketball game, the arcade basketball game, which, by the way, I got the high score on it on my second try.
Oh, wow.
And for the next 8 hours, nobody could beat it.
Wow.
Everybody tried. Rug, Adapt,
mm-hmm.
Rice Gum,
yep.
Foozy, JC Kalen, and Dude Perfect.
Mm.
Dude Perfect couldn't beat me.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, got him. And I was like, yo, is this a live audition? They said if I beat my high score, then I would be part of Dude Perfect.
Oh.
I didn't beat my own high score.
Oh.
Nobody could beat it. Even I couldn't beat it.
Dang, brother.
It's okay. Yeah, but it was awesome. So we're hanging out and everything. And then in the meantime, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this part, but I'm going to say it.
Sure.
Mr. Beast's team was like, hey, since you're here, Jimmy was like, oh, since they have to wait around, let's put him in another video.
Oh.
So I'm in another video too. I can't tell you about it, but he got me and like 3 or 4 or 5 of the other bigger creators to go be part of this other video.
Oh, that's cool.
So we went to go shoot that for like 2 or 3 hours.
No. dang, two yeah. videos in one day for him.
Yeah, well, it's like a segment of another video, but yeah. you never know how much they're going to keep in.
Yeah, of course.
I was talking to Adapt, mm-hmm. and he just did a 50 streamers video. Then he did this one, too.
Oh, geez.
And he was like, dude... I was like, I'm in round two. I wonder how much like time I'm going to even be in the video because there's 50 people. Yeah. Like, you can only fit so many. He's like, dude, I was in round three of the streamer one.
Yeah.
And I was in it for like 5 seconds. And I was like, dang it.
Yeah, it goes by quick.
Son of a dang it. So yeah. I was like, no, I only made it to round two. So I might not even be in the video. I don't even know.
Yeah, that's okay. Whatever keeps engagement on. I get it.
Yeah. So then we finish that video, we come back. I'm exhausted. I'm like delirious enough where I feel like I'm a little high. That's how delirious I am at this point when we get yeah. back to the green room. So we get back to the green room. And they're like, all right, we got to finish this video. We're going to have you all guys come back in for like to vote on the top three. I'm not going to tell you who the top three are. You got to watch the video. But we go in and we group up into five. They let us pick. So I chose some of my, like the people I know the best.
Yeah.
We go in last, and they had to build something.
Yeah.
And it was the last challenge, and they had to, like, pitch, like, why we should vote for theirs. And they started pitching, and then Boozy's like, hold on. Just so you know, if you let me destroy your building, I will vote for you. And the guy was like, all right. And he destroyed it.
Oh.
He just ran through it. I was like, oh, that's awesome. So then the second one. He said, you can destroy mine too, but let me give you the story. He did that. We destroyed it. Rice gum jumped through it. I uppercutted a part of it. Yeah. And then the third one, he gave us his story. We broke through it. It was awesome. And like everybody went through with groups of five. So we were the last group. That's why we were able to destroy it.
Yeah.
Then we all voted. We left. And then he announced winner. We all ran back in. All 50 YouTubers ran back in, celebrated. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then I was excited for the winner because I actually consume his content. And I barely watch YouTube.
Oh.
But I consume his content. So I was like, oh. And I was talking to him all, the whole time. And I was, and he was in line four at the beginning for Is It Cake?
Yeah.
And he snuck out and got that. He was almost out in the first round.
No way.
And he won the whole thing.
That's great.
Yeah. So then... Of course, we're all excited. The confetti's going off. Everybody's jumping around. He's still like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And so me and King Batch pick him up on our shoulders. And we're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're like, yeah, let's go. And then we put him down. And then the cameras come over to the winner. And then Mr. Beast comes over. And so it's Mr. Beast, the winner. And then I'm kind of like, we're all shoulder to shoulder. So I'm just kind of stuck right in the middle. And I'm just like, oh, I'm like right in the middle of
the screen time.
Yeah.
Unless they change angles.
Yeah, they probably like crop in, but whatever. I'm just like, oh, what? This is crazy. I'm right here. So then I'm like, oh, and then money starts falling. And then I'm like scratching or something and money falls in my hand. And I'm just like.
Is that real?
Yeah.
It was real money.
It was a dollar.
Oh.
But I still was like, oh, a dollar. At least I get something. And I put it away. And then it should be cool because it says Alex Sabi right on my shirt. So I was like, oh, hopefully our podcast will do well because of it. Yeah. So that happened. And then after 12, 13 hours of Mr. Beast going in and out of this box, running this whole thing, we all go back to the green room. And he doesn't go to his trailer. He doesn't go be like, all right, thanks guys for coming.
Yeah.
He goes to the green room and does another 2 hours of being in people's vlogs, taking pictures with everybody that came out, thanking everybody, giving a little speech like, hey, I just want to say thank you guys. And he didn't even seem like it was the end of a day. It seemed like he just got on set. Like,
oh
that's
my
how,
God.
Like,
dang.
He's a cyborg. I don't know. Like, he didn't seem upset. He didn't seem flustered. He didn't seem like, it was crazy.
Adderall?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean,
know.
I don't... After 12 hours, Adderall.
I have no idea. Or he has like a shock collar on his bracelet or something to keep him awake. But, oh,
yeah,
this guy's crazy.
I have no idea, bro. Even coffee doesn't do that to
and
me,
I,
bro.
And then I vlogged with him a little bit after. And I was like, hey, man, I just want you to know. I've talked to everybody in the crew. Because we're there for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was in the green room for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Talking to all the security. Talking to all the tasks. The talent caster. The content guys, everybody.
Mm, yeah.
And they're all like, we work on so many things, and this is the most chaotic, like crazy high production thing we've ever done.
Really?
And I was like, I agree. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And like a lot of them are contractors because they work so hard and go, like, they work so hard just to make everything perfect that like you like the people that actually work for him are full-time workers.
Yeah,
they got to be robots too.
Yeah,
I don't know how they deal with it. I could do I could do that once a month.
Oh wow, he does it every day. You think?
I think he does it at least three to five times a week. He does something like that. And even if he's not on set, I feel like he's doing...
Think about something on set.
Oh my gosh. What do you think in your peak? Like, where? How long creating YouTube videos, where we actually started creating, like when we started making money, did you, until you burned out?
2 years.
2 years?
Yep.
No.
Wait, until
what? You're
thinking
what? Guava. No, I'm thinking guava. Like, call me maybe until guava, like wherever you burned out in guava. So like 8 years?
What was that? 2012 was when we popped.
Yeah.
2015 is where I kind of burnt out on Wasabi. Yeah. And then 2000, probably right before pandemic.
So yeah, so like 10 years.
Yeah.
Those 10 years is like 1 year for him. I feel like the amount of stress we had in 10 years is what he gets in 1 year.
So he stresses a lot for sure.
I don't think he is.
I think he stresses a lot.
I think he loves his job so much that he's not stressed out.
I think he's stressed out all the time.
There's not one little hint of overwhelmed or stressed out emotion coming from him.
Yeah.
Yep.
How old is he?
27.
27.
He's crazy. So I was thinking, like, we used to play basketball. He used to come over to LA and like come to my place and downtown.
Yeah.
And that was probably like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So he was 19?
Yeah.
I guess he's just always been tall, so I just never saw him as that much younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 9 years younger than me.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, I just hope he keeps that passion going, because you need a lot of passion to do what he does.
It was crazy. You know, something else I was talking, I got like into like a lot of conversations with Chandler.
Mm.
You know, the guy on his team?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they were like childhood friends or something.
Yeah.
But we were talking and he was like, yeah, what are you up to? And I was like, yeah, man, like this, that. And I was like, dude, I'm moving to North Carolina.
Mm.
And he was like, what? And I was like, if you guys ever need anybody, I'm an hour away. He's like, dude, hell yeah. And I was like, yeah. He's like, why? I was like, well, you know, I want to start a family. I want to settle down. I want to be close to my family. And her family's like only an hour flight away from here.
Yeah.
Turns out her family's moving there too.
Who?
Alexis.
Oh,
her mom, dad, and her brother are probably gonna move there in a few years.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so we're all gonna be together. Ronnie's family's gonna be there. My family's gonna be there.
Dang, that's what you need, man. Community.
It's gonna be cool because like, whoever has kids first, they're gonna have all this family ready, a village.
Yeah.
And then the next one would be like all this family. It's gonna be great. But he was like, "Yeah, dude, I just had my kid," and I was like, "Oh,
everyone's having kids,"
and he's like 27 too.
Oh wow!
And I was like, "No way!" And he was telling me, "Yeah, man, it's all about routine," and like he's like, "Dude, after a month, sleeping through the night," and I was like, "What? How?" I was like, "What are you talking about? How'd you do that?" And he was like, "Dude, it's crazy. Like this is the secret." And he told me this, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm 100% doing that. I don't know if Roy's doing this, but I'm gonna tell him about it as soon as I get back."
Okay. What is it? What is the secret to sleeping
so
through the night?
So how does baby guava, how is she like still sporadic? Or is she like good sleep through the night? Or
she
what?
Sleeps 11 hours though.
Oh, through the night?
Yeah.
Without waking up?
Just for feedings. And then she goes back to sleep.
Oh, that's good. So this is what he said. He said, this is what I do. Chandler's secret. You heard it here first.
Okay, Chandler's secret.
So he has his child.
Yeah.
Rocks him.
Yeah.
Rocks him.
Yep.
And doesn't ever let the baby fall asleep in his arms.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why do you do that? And he's like, because if you let your child fall asleep in your arms, they're going to need to fall asleep in your arms. They need your warmth. They need your scent.
Yeah.
If you put them in the bed and let them fall asleep in the bed, then they'll get used to that. And then that's what they'll need to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, and he's like, it was crazy because it was rough for like a couple weeks or a month. But after my baby got accustomed to it, is that what you did?
Yep.
How come I never knew this?
You just learn as you go.
Yeah, I guess it's like things like, why would I know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was just a great time. It was great just being back in North Carolina, getting like baby steps to moving there again.
Yeah. You excited to move back?
I am.
Yeah?
I am. We should do a whole podcast about it.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. But yeah, moving is going to be crazy.
What's the date? Do you have a date?
I don't have a date. July or August, probably.
Dang, that's soon, bro.
Yeah, soon. I know.
That is super soon.
It's crazy.
New chapters, brother. Sometimes you got to just I was talking to Leo. You just got to be uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah.
That's how you grow.
But, you know, the more we plan it, the closer it gets, the more nervous I thought I was going to be.
Yeah.
But now it's just the closer it gets, the more like, oh, this is the right choice.
Yeah.
Like,
this I mean, is it makes where, sense, dude. Yeah. Like, your family's there. Alexis' family is there.
And the cost of living here is just insane. Because we don't, we don't have to be here. It doesn't make us more money being here because our jobs can be anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, we're not in any trouble. Like, we have enough, but if we stay here another 5 years, then we're going to be forced to move.
Yeah.
When we could just move there and be good. Like, we have enough for a wedding. We have enough for a house. We have enough for kids. And so we're just good to go. So we're going to do it.
Also, like, the reason why we moved here is probably different now than it is, like, back in the day.
Back in the day, you had to collab. You had your MCN. Like, it was just, like it was exciting and meetings. Now it's, like...
Even, like, 3 years ago, you were like, we didn't even have to move here, didn't we?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
And it's
I mean,
true.
It was beneficial at first, but I feel like we could have moved back after, like, 5 years.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Because, like, now, in this, like, day and age, collabs don't really matter.
Like, we would have been... Honestly, if we moved back in 2020, we would have been so good.
Yeah.
Perfect time to move back.
We would have been killing it. We would have been like, it would have been crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to start posting more on YouTube. More consistently. I'm gonna do streaming over there. I'm gonna have like family guests all the time.
I think
like,
it's healthy for you. Yeah. I think it's a really, really fresh restart.
Yeah.
I think like so new set of eyeballs.
I feel like this is where we're finally gonna like start our actual lives.
Hmm.
Like our you know, like once you have a kid or once you get married, your real life starts.
Oh yeah.
And
for
that's
sure.
where I'm like, oh, let's do it with family. Let's do it home. Yeah.
Mine started literally like when I had baby Guava.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, nothing else matters.
Good old B and good old BG.
Yeah. What's that? BG?
Baby Guava.
Oh, GJ. What the hell? You still tired from the trip?
BGJ?
Oh, BGJ. I thought you said BJ.
BJ. Oh, BG. No. What did I say?
You said
I
BJ.
Am still tired from the trip.
You said BJ.
Did I say BJ?
Like, what?
Oh, whoops. I meant BG. Might be BG, but might be BG.
BG.
Yeah.
BJ. Oh, guava juice. Baby juice. What the hell?
Baby juice.
Baby juice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I came up with a new nickname for Alexis, and I don't think she likes it. She never likes my nicknames.
What is it?
She's my heaven on earth, man.
That's not bad.
That's what I said.
Heaven on earth. Especially if you call me that in public, I would be so honored.
She my hoe.
Heaven on... Oh, hell no.
Why?
Heaven on earth. I mean, you say like, heaven on earth is fine, but ho? Hell no, bro.
That's not good?
No, if you say that. If you say the acronym in public, no, but heaven on earth, cute.
All right. I guess we'll pass on that one.
All right. I like...
You want to be my ho?
I'll be your buttons in the channel hedgehogs.
This guy, we got to talk about the future of freaking spicy fruit.
Yeah, man, if you move, what's gonna happen to this? You're my heaven on earth.
I kind of have an idea, but we haven't talked about it. We haven't flushed it out.
Okay.
So we can.
It has to be online.
I'll give you a little hint. Drake and Josh vibes. See you on the next podcast. You'll learn more.
Never seen the show.
What?
I've never seen
the
show.
You've never seen Hook. You've never seen American Dragon. You've never seen Avatar. You've never seen... Come on.
In the Philippines.
That's it. I quit. No more spicy fruit. Just kidding.
Drake and Josh.
I'm just kidding.
I just know Drake.
I'm just kidding.
He's a guy with an Iceman, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, bye.
What the hell? Ever since you came back, being wonky.